ABC Radio Australia.
Vanuatu has been pushing the International Court of Justice to protect vulnerable nations from climate change. Their bid for an advisory opinion has gathered lots of support from world leaders to thousands of civil society organizations. And now another voice has joined that chorus.
What is happening to our world? Have you ever stopped to notice?
That's famed Ni Vanuatu artist Vanessa Kwai, who's released a new song called Climate Change at the International Court of Justice. And she joins me now on the line. Good morning to you, Vanessa.
Hi, good morning.
So I wanted to hear about the background to the song. Why did you get involved in creating this song as part of the ICJ campaign?
Okay, thank you. I was approached by Christopher Bartlett. He's one of the coordinators, I believe, for climate justice here in Vanuatu. And he asked me if I was able to be a part of them with their project, creating a song. Yes, for the ICJ.
And why did you say yes? Why did you say yes?
Oh, yeah. I'm an artist back here in Vanuatu. I do songs that you know, wants to bring messages through my songs, including awareness, positive messages. So that's why I said yes to his offer, because I see that climate change is one of the issues that's happening around the Pacific.
And did you write the song, or were you given the song and they wanted your voice?
No, actually, he asked me if we can put the lyrics, plot down lyrics, and I said yes, okay. And they gave us some keywords, and we put the song, the lyrics together, and that's how the song, was made.
Wow, that must be quite difficult, because often we hear songs, you know, about somewhat normal things, whereas climate change and particularly this International Court of Justice is quite a complex idea. Was it difficult to write these lyrics?
It was difficult for me as an artist, and also the other artist that was featured in the song, because we find it difficult because our writing is more poetic. But Christopher and his team suggested some of the lyrics to us, so we had to find ways to how to put these lyrics into melody, and so
And
it
you
came
said,
out well, yes.
Yes, and we'll take a listen coming up. And you said the reason why you wanted to get involved is because you see the impacts of climate change on the region. Has climate change impacted you at all? Were you able to add your own personal experience into the song?
Yes, I can say that climate change is a big issue, because we faced, especially in Vanuatu, we faced a lot of natural disasters, especially cyclones. We've had two big cyclones, Category 5, that hit us, and it did affect us. It affected my home and my family's, yes.
And why do you, what impact do you want this song to have? It's linked to this International Court of Justice advisory opinion that advocates hope to get them to have an opinion or make an advisory opinion on climate change. That's what the lobby is about. Do you hope that people, you know, who can make those decisions, which I understand are UN members, will listen to the song? Or do you have any other aims that you want the song to accomplish?
Well, the main goal here is for the message to be heard through this song. I believe that the awareness of climate change has already been going on. But we just want to put this message that we like to let the UN hear this, or the International Justice Court to hear this song, and to hear that we are voicing our voice again. that we want this to stop. So that's how we want to put this in the lyrics.
Yes, and Vanessa, you know, you're part of, a long line of artists and musicians who've, you know, penned songs for climate, for social change, and political change. You know, Bob Dylan with his song "Blowing in the Wind" for civil rights. Here in Australia, Yothu Yindi, they had the treaty song, fighting for Indigenous First Nations rights. Do you have a lot of songs that have these social issues underlying then? What sort of power does music have to bring about change?
I believe music is a very powerful tool to use to bring out, you know, to voice out a person's, you know, a community or society's, concerns, or so I believe music can use this to, because I believe music unites people and it touches the soul of a person. So yeah, I believe music is powerful to use to voice out the cries of the people, and so that's why I use music to be that voice to change, to, you know, try help change something.
Yes. And Vanessa, this new song is called "Climate Change at the International Court of Justice." Have people started listening to it? What response have you had to the song so far?
Well, we had a launching of this song here, happened in Port Vila maybe 2 weeks ago. And it was a really good, huge impact, because everybody listened to the song. Every people who live in Port Vila, the message of the song was sent out. And I believe we sang the song to our political leaders who was there at the launching, including our president. So our president was really impacted by this song. He literally cried when he heard the song. So I believe that song had an impact, and I believe that other people around the nations who hear this song, I believe it will impact them somehow.
And we'll take a listen to this song very shortly. And as listeners, you know, around the Pacific, take a listen. Is there anything that you hope that they feel? Is there anything, any message, any words beyond the song itself that you want to share with them?
I just want to say thank you to you for giving me the opportunity to be part of this interview. And I believe that, just want to encourage people who listen to this song that, climate change is a big issue, and whatever we can do to be a voice or to do something so that we can change, or stop climate change will be good. Yeah, thank you.
Vanessa Quaid, thank you so much for joining us this morning on Pacific Beat.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you. And as I mentioned, let's take a listen to her song. This is "Climate Change at the International Court of Justice" by Vanessa Quaid.
What is happening to our world? Have you ever stopped to notice? What does it take for you to see lives are being lost? With all the storms raging, corals dying, ocean levels rising, it's a threat to our human rights. Fossil fuels burning us past 1.5 degrees. What are we gaining from this madness? Our people are in danger. We're calling out to you, International Court of Justice, and advisory.
to you.
Yeah, we have a duty to all of mankind. Legal obligations must stand to defend our rights.
This chance to get clarity from the International Court of Justice on the legal obligations. In the struggle for survival with a million voices. Save the Paris Agreement. Everyone must act. So better mankind, wake up now, it's not too late. Raise your voices up, speak for the children of tomorrow. With every forest burning, every person moving, every day is passing by, and time is running out. Bit by bit, the world is heating over, and it seems to never end.
That is the Climate Change at the International Court of Justice, a song by Vanessa Quay, Stan and the Earth Force. And if you want to hear the whole, listen to the whole song, you can find that on YouTube.